Radio Free Cybertron presents The Adventures of Rob Clay, Toy Detective.
So, last week on RFC, XV and I had competing theories as to what exactly the Transformers Premiere Edition is going to be. XV's thought is that that's going to be the preview line for Transformers The Last Night, and I'm thinking that it's going to be the adult collector line, and everything that would have been marked Generations is going to be Premiere Edition straight through. And I've found some more information to back that up since last week. As I think I mentioned on the show, that very square packaging is reminiscent of Marvel Legends and Star Wars Black Series packaging. If Hasbro was looking to align all of their adult collector lines, that's the kind of packaging they'd go for. And furthermore, if you remember, Generations packaging blending in with the rest of Age of Extinction was a major problem for Hasbro. You could never just take things off shelves and know exactly what you were getting. It was a big thing, and it's the kind of thing that they would want to decisively address with a new toy line. Thing is, if you wanted to bring Marvel Legends, Black Series, and Premiere Edition all in line in terms of adult collector lines, you'd be looking at matching the price of those other two lines at $20. And it looks like we might. We'd already talked about, I think, the price tag that was found at Target for $30 Voyagers. There are, and thank you to Ryaxis Prime on Twitter for finding this for me, I half remembered a listing on TFW 2005, Toys R Us computer listings for the Last Night products. He found it, and yes, they list the deluxes at $20 a piece. Now, granted, Toys R Us will happily sell you $10 worth of anything for $20, but their price on Movie Masterpiece Bumblebee matches the suggested retail price, so this is looking like it could be real. Also, I took a look around and found Amazon Canada's listings for Last Night Deluxes. And well into the third wave, matter of fact, for the entire third wave, which is as far forward as the listings go, they are listed not as Movie 5 Gen, which is the usual abbreviation, but Movie 5 Pre. So, at least as far forward as the third wave, which, since we're not getting the first wave until April, you have to think that's going to be after the movie has premiered in June, we're still the premiere edition. But there's one more thing that is worth mentioning, and that is there are two words in the English language that are pronounced premiere. The only difference is that one has an E at the end, and that is the one that is used more commonly and means the debut, the first appearance, something like that. The other premiere, which is the one that's on this packaging, means first in rank, in status, in quality, as in, you know, prime ministers of certain countries are called premiers. And so if you were going to make an adult collector line, that would make that version of premiere a good candidate for the name of it, especially if you were trying to go for the idea of premium figures, but without the connotation that premium carries of a higher price, paying a premium. Unfortunately, if I'm right, you will be paying a premium for your Premiere Edition figures.